This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. في الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. The mushrikeen, the polytheists of Mecca, are marching towards Medina with an army of 3,000 men strong, 700 armor, 200 cavalry on horseback. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consults with his companions, and the decision is made to meet the enemy outside of Medina. So there's a discussion that whether they should entrench themselves, fortify themselves inside the city, or whether they should go out and meet the enemy outside of the city. So the decision is made to meet the enemy outside of Medina at Mount Uhud. There are 1,000 Muslims versus the 3,000 Meccans. But on the way to Uhud, so you can imagine the scenario, they're already outnumbered, 3-1. And on the way to Uhud, 300 of the 1,000 break away and turn back, following their leader, Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul, the leader of the Munafiqun, the leader of the hypocrites. A year or two later, he leads the campaign. The same man leads the campaign to slander Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha in the incident of Ifk, creating a scandal involving the innocent wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He actively spreads rumors and uses his influence to create doubt about her character amongst the people. His aim is to undermine the reputation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family, and to create divisions and discord within the Muslim community. She, radiallahu anha, stands firm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vindicates her by revealing verses of the Quran in Surah An-Nur, proving her innocence and slamming those who participated in her slander. On a number of other occasions, Abdullah bin Ubay spared no effort or opportunity to cause harm to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the Muslims, while basking in the respect that was afforded to him as a noble tribal leader. My brothers and sisters, Abdullah bin Ubay was a leader of the hypocrites, of the munafiqun. But he was by no means the only one. He had many followers. And since then until now, each generation of Muslims has had its share of hypocrites who have actively worked to undermine the cause of Islam and to create trouble for the ummah. Whether they are motivated by their personal desire for power and fame, like Abdullah bin Ubay, or whether they are being paid like covert agents used to spy with malicious intent or to further different agendas, the munafiqun are considered to be the worst of the worst. I am sharing this today, my brothers and sisters, as a reminder for myself and for all of us, with two main objectives. Firstly, that we learn to protect ourselves from adopting the traits of the munafiqun. That we protect ourselves from adopting the characteristics and the traits of the hypocrites. And secondly, that we are able to identify people with such traits so that we can steer clear of them and protect ourselves. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given very severe warnings to the hypocrites. First and foremost, Allah Azza wa Jal reminds them that while they can fool people, they can fool the believers, they cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the beginning of Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. When the hypocrites come to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hypocrites say, we bear witness that you are certainly the messenger of Allah. And surely Allah knows that you are his messenger, but Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are truly liars. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. They have made their false oaths as a shield, hindering others from the way of Allah, evil indeed is what they do. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَتُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ Why is this? Well, Subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, this is because they believed and then they abandoned faith, therefore their hearts have been sealed, so they do not comprehend. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا Indeed, those who believe and then disbelieved, then believed and again disbelieved. So they're going back and forth. Belief, disbelief, only increasing in disbelief then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neither forgive them nor guide them to the right path. Allah also says, اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw their mockery back at them, because what do they try to do? They try to mock Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw their mockery back at them, leaving them to continue wandering blindly in their defiance. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ They are the ones who trade guidance for misguidance. They were guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one point, and they traded that for misguidance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this trade is profitless, and they are not rightly guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, very severely, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا Give good news of a painful punishment to the hypocrites. Now the munafiqun, the hypocrites, they are known to resort to very low tactics. To what? Very low tactics. Why? Because they are corrupt and without any morals. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them that they will be the lowest in the hereafter as well. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا Surely the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire, and you will never find for them any helper. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends hope to them even. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ Except those who repent. So even after the severe warning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not shutting the door. He is saying, except those who repent, they mend their ways, they correct themselves, they hold fast to Allah, and are sincere in their devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be with the believers. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا And Allah will grant the believers a great reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the warnings, severe warnings, but at the same time, He gives hope as well. That the door is still open, if you change your ways, if you believe sincerely, if you correct yourself, if you hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be counted for amongst the believers, and the believers will have a great reward. So there's still an opportunity to change. You don't have to be in this misery. You don't have to be swimming in this corruption. You don't have to be swimming in this and drowning in this treachery and ignorance and hatred. There is hope. There still is time before the angel of death comes for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفَعْلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ Why should Allah punish you if you are grateful and faithful? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever appreciative and all-knowing. My brothers and sisters, the warnings are so severe that the true believers are afraid of falling into hypocrisy. Imam al-Bukhari mentions in the chapter on faith the statement of Ibn Abi Mulayka rahmatullahi alayh, that he says, I met 30 of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of them feared hypocrisy for themselves. It's not that they were hypocrites, al-'iyadhu billah, but they were afraid of falling into hypocrisy. None of them said that he had the faith like that of Jibreel or Mikael. And then Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi then adds, it is being narrated from Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi that he said that مَا خَافَهُ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَا أَمِنَهُ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ That no one fears it, meaning no one fears hypocrisy but a believer. And no one feels safe from hypocrisy but a hypocrite. So this is from one of the signs of the believers and the hypocrites. The believers, they feel afraid of hypocrisy, of nifaq. Whereas the true hypocrites, they feel safe from hypocrisy. There's a famous incident of Hanzala al-Usaydi radiallahu anhu, who went out and passed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was one of the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sees that Hanzala radiallahu anhu, he's crying. So he asks, you know, what is wrong with you, O Hanzala? Why are you crying? So he says, Nafaqa Hanzala. that Hanzala has become a munafiq. This is one of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he explains, he says, when we are with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we remember the fire and paradise as if we are looking at it with our eyes. But when we return, we busy ourselves with our spouses, with our families, our livelihoods, and we forget so much. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gets concerned and he says, by Allah, the same thing happens to me as well. So they both go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with this concern, these great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with this concern that perhaps they are becoming hypocrites. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reassures them, reassures Hamdallah radiallahu anhu, and he tells them that, you know, if you became like this, that you were always, you know, in the remembrance of Allah and always like at that high state of iman and yaqeen, then the angels will shake hands with you. You know, but there's a time for everything. And the Prophet ﷺ allays his fears. But the point is that he was afraid. The same is said with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, because Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu was very good at keeping secrets. And the Prophet ﷺ had given him top secret information, the names of 12 hypocrites, the names of 12 of the munafiqun. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would often try to go and get information out of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu to find out whether he was on the list or not. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was concerned and had this fear. Of course, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu didn't tell them, except that he told him that, no, okay, you're not on the list. He didn't tell them any of the names, but he kept asking him. So he said, okay, you're not on the list, but that is it. Ali radiallahu anhu said that verily faith begins like a fragment of white in the heart. Each time faith increases in magnitude, it increases that brightness. When he completes his faith, the entire heart is brightened. And verily, hypocrisy begins like a fragment in the heart. Each time hypocrisy increases in magnitude, it increases that darkness. When he completes his hypocrisy, the entire heart is darkened. He says, I swear by Allah, if you were to split open the heart of a believer, you would find brightness inside of it. And if you were to split open the heart of a hypocrite, you would find darkness. So brothers and sisters, it is important not to let hypocrisy grow, because it is like a cancer. It takes over the entire heart and the mind. Amongst the characteristics is the company of the hypocrites. The people that celebrate them, the people who like their posts, the people that they hang out with, the people who pray for them after they die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says earlier, as I mentioned, بَشَّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Give good news of a painful punishment to the hypocrites. And then he says, he gives one of the characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who choose disbelievers as allies instead of the believers. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Do they seek honor and power through that company? Surely all honor and power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the great characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us, you know, a number of other characteristics. For example, they are two-faced. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. When they meet the believers, they say, we believe, we are with you. But when they go and they meet their evil associates, when they're alone with them, they say we are definitely with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We were only mocking. We were only playing around with the Muslims. We were just fooling them. Don't worry, we are with you. They are two-faced. When it comes to prayers, they do it for show and they are lazy, as we have discussed before. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. Indeed, the hypocrites think to deceive Allah, but he instead is deceiving them. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When they stand for prayer, they stand lazily. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. Showing people. Showing themselves to the people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except a little. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no prayer is more burdensome to the hypocrites than the dawn and the evening prayer, than the fajr and the isha prayer. If they knew the blessing in them, they would come even if they had to crawl. The munafiqun are people of low morals, of poor character. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever has three traits is a hypocrite, even if he fasts, even if he prays, even if he goes to Hajj and Umrah and claims to be a Muslim. When he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks it. When he is trusted, he betrays it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in some narrations has warned us about people who recite the Quran very well, but they are actually hypocrites. They speak very well about religion, about other matters, but they don't act upon it. So when you see a person, you know, when you hear something, when you see someone, don't get impressed so easily. See a person up close, personally, and notice their character, and see whether you notice any of these traits. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in another narration, there are four signs that make someone a pure hypocrite, and whoever has them has a characteristic of hypocrisy until he abandons it. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a covenant, he is treacherous. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he argues, he is wicked. When he quarrels, when he argues, he is indecent, he is wicked. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the two qualities are not combined in a hypocrite or in the hypocrite. Good behavior and understanding of religion. So you will find, you will not find good behavior in a hypocrite. Okay, so if you see someone whose behavior is evil, be careful. I'm not saying you label them as a hypocrite, but be careful of these characteristics and these qualities, especially in ourselves. Fudayl ibn Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi said that admiration is part of faith and envy is part of hypocrisy. What did he say? Admiration is part of faith of iman and envy is part of hypocrisy. The believer admires others and does not envy others. The hypocrite envies others and does not admire others. The believer overlooks the faults of others, admonishes others, and gives good advice. Whereas the munafiq, the hypocrite, disgraces others, insults others, and betrays others. More characteristics to watch out for and to be careful of. The Prophet ﷺ said, the parable of the believer is that of a crop which withstands the wind, for the believer continues to endure the suffering of trials. So the believer is like the crop that withstands the wind. When the wind is blowing very hard and you see the crops that are swaying in the wind, and then once the wind finishes, they stand back up. This is the parable of the believer. The parable of the hypocrite is that of a cedar tree, for it does not budge until it is uprooted. So when it comes to trials and tribulations, the hypocrites have no tolerance. They're not able to tolerate it. Whereas the believers, they continue to endure trials and tribulations and seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَالْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. That the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women, they are allies to one another. What do? They command that which is munkar. They command that which is evil. And they stop people from doing good. They stop one another from doing good. Rather, they command that which is evil. And they hold each other back. They hold each other back when it comes to acts of goodness. So my brothers and sisters, these are some characteristics that we have learned from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to look out for in people who may be trying to garner attention, who may be trying to, you know, act like leaders, who may be trying to represent the Muslims. Be careful of these characteristics. And most importantly, let us try to be aware and mindful of our own character and of our actions, our own company, our own behavior, so that we do not end up adopting some of these characteristics of the hypocrites, because al-'ayadhu billah, it spreads, and it spreads very, very quickly if it is not checked. Lastly, two du'as from the Prophet, narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wal-nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, I take you refuge from quarreling, from hypocrisy and bad manners. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wal-nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq. And secondly, related from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma tahhir qalbi min an-nifaq wa 'amali min ar-riya' wa lisani min al-kadhib wa 'ayni min al-khiyana fa innaka ta'lamu kha'inat al-a'yuni wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. O Allah, purify my heart, tahhir qalbi min an-nifaq, purify my heart from hypocrisy, wa 'amali min ar-riya', and my actions from showing off, from vain show, wa lisani min al-kadhib, and my tongue from falsehood, وَعَيْنِي مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ, and my eyes from treachery, from wrongful glances, from wrongful glances, For you know the surreptitious looks of the eyes and what is concealed in the hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from all of these evil traits. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, all of our children, the entire ummah, from the treachery and the evil of the munafiqoon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expose their plots. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring their plots to failures. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us safe always. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll take a quick break, inshallah, and then we will continue.